T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
You're going to get knocked down, but it's the person that gets back up again is the person that I respect. And I respect you because you believe in yourself. When you believe in yourself, I believe in you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
News from Denver, the Broncos canceling their practice today. Tom Pelissero reporting a COVID-19 positive test. Bills play the Broncos next week. Later in the season.
Yeah, Steelers. That's right. Steelers, actually 3 weeks, 19th, 20th.
I forgot about the Steelers. I always want to put that Broncos game earlier than it is. The Niners first, then the Steelers, then the Broncos.
I keep flipping the Steelers and Niners game. I keep thinking it's the next game of San Francisco after this. They're still, by the way, the Niners had their bye or have their bye, but they still are having a whole bunch of COVID issues too. They still got a bunch of players on their COVID list.
Yeah. And the Niners game, we were, initially was going to be a road trip for us. We're going to go out with a couple of friends.
That would have been a nice trip,
We were headed out to play Pebble Beach and Spyglass.
No kidding.
And go to the Monday night game.
Beautiful.
But of course,
it would have been beautiful, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So we've pushed that a couple of months. We'll still go play the golf sometime, maybe, eventually. Yeah. But the game, of course, wasn't really going to happen. So would have been a really cool December trip. You know,
who knows when we're traveling again?
Who knows?
We got plans to go to Arizona in late March, and I don't know that that's going to be a good idea. I mean, who knows who's traveling when? All right, are we ready? Are you ready
for SCAF? Is that what this is?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let me throw in my bonus stat today, real quick. LA Chargers, they give up a ton of points, which is good for the Bills on Sunday. Did you know the Chargers have given up 28 or more points in 7 straight games? In that stretch, not only is that that bonus stat part two, in that stretch of 7 straight games, 3 teams, the 3 of the worst 6 offenses in the league got there. Jets, Jacksonville, Denver, all in the bottom 6 in scoring, all scored at least 28 points against the Los Angeles Chargers. So, hey, Josh Allen, Bills offense, fantasy holders of Bills players.
Hey, I mean, I've got Josh Allen on my starting offense.
Ooh, good.
That's the plan.
Good. Have a day Sunday, you know? Have a day. I know they play close games, LA does, but feel free to, you know, put up 30-plus points and a whole bunch of passing, 300-plus passing yards, and, you know, Diggs have a big day because LA gives up a ton of points to everybody, even the worst offensive teams in the league.
Yep.
That's my bonus stat.
All right, so on to SCAF. We'll get to the games of the week.
Wait. We have to have the big official SCAF open.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay. Football.
Super, super, great, great American football Friday frenzy.
Okay, so the football Friday frenzy, where we run through all the games. We can also recap the games that happened yesterday. You had 2 Thanksgiving Day games. Ravens-Steelers was canceled. First question, did anybody miss that night game?
Nope.
Did you miss it?
Nope.
Did you wish there was a game on?
Nope. Wouldn't have made it. I was out cold by 7:30.
Yeah. I feel like maybe West Coasters missed it more, right? If you're eating dinner on the West Coast at 4 o'clock, then you want that game on for after that. But, I'm with you. The Cowboys game was on, and that started to get a little bit sideways.
Mm-hmm.
So we just started watching other stuff, and
I never
would have made it back to Ravens Steelers by the time, you know, the day's out.
I went over to the Godfather marathon at some point.
Yeah.
It was on BBCA.
Okay.
British
BBCA.
British Broadcasting Corporation? I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead.
So does Matt Patricia get fired today? There was a stat about fired on Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. The Lions fired Steve Mariucci after losing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Brayton was reading me that in one of the breaks earlier this morning.
Yeah, he had more wins at the time
Mariucci.
He got fired
yeah.
than Mariucci, than Matt Patricia does.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would guess, like, what did you not know about Matt Patricia that you all of a sudden woke up this morning and realized, you know what, I think we're going to need to fire our coach. What changed? I mean, I know they got beat by Houston by 16, but holy moly. I mean, if you haven't fired him yet, what the heck? Sure, why not? I have no idea, Jeremy. I'm just guessing. You think he gets fired today? No, I'm going to go no, he doesn't get fired.
I would say no, I don't think he will.
Yeah. Are they waiting until they're mathematically eliminated before they fire him? Yeah.
Well, one of the stories from Bleacher Report that I tweeted out earlier today about Matt Patricia, about the Patriot way gone wrong. What happens when the Patriot way goes wrong? There's a bunch in there that's, I mean, it's very interesting. And you know me, I'm interested in it because what it comes across to me is basically a takedown of the Patriot way, that it was all a lie, that they did not have any sort of magic potion
right.
of how they got players to buy in. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that so much of it is just ruthless abuse of players and authoritarian yada yada. To the story that's written at Bleacher Report comes from Kaylin Collar, who she writes about last year when the Lions were out of it at the end of the season. They were celebrating the end of the season with mimosas in the locker room because they were so glad to get away from him.
That's nice.
And to get away from the environment.
Culture, baby! Building a culture! Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Basically, one player's agent had sent him champagne for a Christmas gift, and he kept it in his locker waiting for the right moment to uncork the celebration.
I love that.
Saying goodbye to Patricia, at least until OTAs, seemed like just the reason to party. Before the Lions' last team meeting mid-morning, a group of 10 to 15 players took orange juice from the cafeteria and mixed it with champagne to make mimosas.
Wow. What a great story.
The stifling Patriot Way experience had been a culture shock many veteran players were elated to be done with. Now, you could say, like, oh, well, that's why the Lions don't win. I'm sure there are people that would say that because they thought it was, you know, club med, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, if you don't win, you just walk in as Matt Patricia. You're the new guy.
Yeah.
He didn't earn their respect in any way.
One
of his mottos was the hard way is the right way.
Yeah. I would think it's and it was probably the exact opposite of Jim Caldwell, who I would, as an outsider to me, Jeremy, he seemed like more of an easygoing coach, and he won, by the way, as opposed to this guy. It seems like opposite approaches of how you're dealing with your players.
Yeah, and, you know, more to this point, you know, we've been through this a lot with the Patriots offenses before, but Patricia, he took over a Lions team that was a 9-win team, and since then, his passing defenses mm-hmm. have been shredded. They gave up 400 yards a game last year, second worst in the league.
I wondered, you know, the whole Belichick coaching tree, this will be the latest in, you know, the guys that he's going to get fired eventually, that get fired from the Belichick coaching tree. And I wonder, is it just they're just not good enough to be head coaches in the NFL? Is it possible that when they walk into places, they think automatically, I'm going to be respected. These guys will follow everything I tell them because of where I worked last. You know, did Mangini do that? Did, I don't know,
maybe.
O'Brien? I'm trying to think of all the Patriot coaches that have failed. Crennel has been a head coach. You just want, like, if you're Matt Patricia, you didn't earn squat when you show up in Detroit. You're just the new head coach because you were on Belichick's staff. Doesn't necessarily mean that these guys are going to, quote, the whole buying in and all that other stuff. You wonder. You've got to try and establish something yourself, not just say, yeah, I was in New England, fellas. All right, well, we'll listen to you.
It's wild. So anyway, that's the story on that.
I feel bad for Lions fans.
Do you think we should get different teams on Thanksgiving than the Lions and Cowboys?
Yes.
I'm firmly against that idea.
I'm changing more as I got older.
Yeah?
Because usually the Lions are bad. It's really more about the Lions than the Cowboys. The Cowboys are good sometimes. Lions are typically out of it, and that game means nothing on Thanksgiving Day. I'm leaning more towards change it than staying with tradition.
I'm all about keep those teams.
Yeah.
I want to see Detroit. I want to see Dallas. You know, I'm good with it 100%. We get a fun game at night that maybe you want to maybe you want a piece of, but I like the tradition of Detroit and Dallas, and if it's up to me, I am not changing.
Yeah, I used to be that way, and I, as I've gotten older, I've been more and more about just get me better games. So I don't know. I can't explain that one.
All right, on to some of the other games. We also, Dallas and Washington, any thought there? Washington's probably going to win the division.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alex Smith is doing enough for them that, yes, Andy Dalton didn't look good. Their offensive line didn't look good. I would think they're going to be – yeah, I think Alex Smith – hey, their defense, by the way, isn't bad. Chase Young is a beast. So I think with their defensive front and Alex Smith, as opposed to Andy Dalton and Carson Wentz and Daniel Jones, yeah, I think that's a safe bet. I would say Washington probably does win that division.
Yep.
I think, and the more I watch the Cowboys, the more I think they're going to fire McCarthy after one season. I was never a big fan of his in Green Bay, but I know Prescott is hurt, so all bets became off at that point. But oh man, 3 wins and you get blown out by Washington at home on Thanksgiving Day. Yikes! I can't believe Jerry's going to like, hey, no, you know what? We got the right coach. He's going to be good next year. Yay!
So anyway, on to the games. Raiders-Falcons.
Yes.
Vegas is 4-1 on the road this season. They have a losing record at home. They're 4-1 on the road. They'll be heading to Atlanta to play the Falcons. Raiders are 6-4, looking like they will make the playoffs.
I've got a stat for you on this game for Derek Carr. Did you know, sir, that in his career against the NFC South, Derek Carr averages 321 yards per game, 16 touchdowns, and only 2 picks in 7 career games against NFC South teams? I think the Vegas Raiders will win this game. Yeah, they're putting themselves in good shape to be in the postseason this year. Got a pretty scary offense, quite honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. The Bills and Chargers, of course, one of the games I'm rolling down the NFL's list here. Giants-Bengals.
Come on, what do
you
mean?
Know me. I mean, I like watching the Bengals, but with no Joe Burrow.
Brandon Allen, come on.
The Joe Burrow injury is the saddest story in the NFL of a player this year. It's not quite Alex Smith's injury, but, I mean, it was an injury to Alex Smith that led him down the road of so many medical problems. But they're talking about Burrow missing all of next year.
Yeah, well, it was right. It's the ACL, the MCL, and then there's some other issues beyond that, right?
Yeah, it's just brutal. If you're a Cincinnati fan, what do you even do with next year? If you're Zach Taylor, you know, you had a really tough first year. Year two, you see this star young quarterback looking like you're on the right track. And I was like, oh, you're not going to get him. Like, will Zach Taylor see a fourth year?
Well, let's see. Could you go get – I'm trying to think if there's a guy like, I don't know, is Jameis
Stafford.
Winston on the market, right? Or some veteran quarterback whose team has cast him aside. He just wants to go someplace where he knows he can start.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they're not drafting a guy.
It stinks. It stinks for the Bengals.
Yeah.
And that game, you know, Giants-Bengals, good luck. Titans-Colts is maybe one of the games of the day. Both teams come in at 7-3. The leader, the winner, will be in the lead and on the fast track to winning that division maybe. Titans-Colts, both at 7-3. Browns-Jaguars, boy, the Browns, 7-3. You want to talk about who they've beaten, who their wins are?
Lay it on me.
Okay. Because we can do this with a lot of the NFC. I'm sorry, the AFC North teams. Pittsburgh has had a very easy schedule. Here are your Browns' wins: Cincinnati, Washington, Dallas, Indy. They did beat Indy. Cincinnati, Houston, Philadelphia. Houston was in that monsoon.
Yeah.
So, wins over teams with a winning record, it would be one. It would be Indianapolis. They beat Indianapolis, who has a winning record.
So basically, they're the Bills of last year.
Well, the AFC North matching up against the NFC East is. They've all got an easy time of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They played Jacksonville, then Tennessee and Baltimore.
Okay.
The Giants, Jets, and Steelers. Yeah. So if they just win their games that you would expect them to win easily, Jacksonville, Giants, and Jets, that's a 10-wins Browns team.
Yeah.
10-wins Browns team, what I'm trying to say here. The Browns are 31st in passing yards and doing it this way.
Oh, my Lord. You're kidding me. I mean, I knew they were running the ball more, but
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know, I looked this up. Let me just pull. Give me a second. I got to pull the records up again because I saw that they're you know, they're on pace to have. I'm like, when was the last time the Browns won 10 games? Was where I started with this discussion because they've only had 2 winning seasons since they came back, and they would have come back what in 99 I think it was. So yeah, 99 was their first season back. They've only had 2 winning seasons, says the guy who talked about the Bills for a living through the drought, but. It would be only their second 10-win season since they came back as an expansion franchise. And you want to know the last time they would have more than 10 wins? Would you care to guess? It would have been with a coach who's in New England right now. Last time the Browns had more than 10 wins was 1994. Belichick was coaching. They got 11 wins. They made the playoffs. They actually beat Bill Parcells, I believe, would have been coaching the Patriots at that point. And then they lost in the divisional playoffs to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So good for the Browns. Could be their most wins in 25 years since Belichick was coaching there.
You want a name for the Brad just emailed us the Bengals idea?
Quarterback?
Who should the Bengals go get?
Drew Sam Darnold? Brees. Drew Brees for 1 year.
Hold on. Let me pull up his...
Let's see. Who else would they get?
No, Jameis Winston. It's such a good answer. I love it. I love it so much.
Fitz.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
A reunion... whatever the word is.
Reunification.
Yes.
He was with the Bengals in 2008.
The Reunited Tour 2021. Sure. Why not? He'll still want to play. He gets to start. He'll keep you in games, you know, and he knows he's just holding the spot until if Burrow is back next season, he's not going to be like he knows he's just holding the spot. That's all. Sure. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense, actually. You don't have to give him a big contract. Makes good sense. You'd be looking for a 1 year veteran guy to give you a chance to try and win some games, basically.
Yeah. Man. All right. On to the Panthers Vikings.
I wonder if. Okay, yeah, I was wondering.
Not much going on there.
Would Miami want to keep Fitz around next year and convince him to stay for another year? Somebody to back up Tua? Anyway, go ahead. What was the next
Panthers
game?
Vikings? Any thoughts on Panthers Vikings?
Is McCaffrey playing yet? I got nothing on Panthers Vikings.
Cardinals Patriots, you've got New England winning this game.
Yeah, just, you know, I don't know why. There's no actual real reason why they should win this game because Arizona's a better football team. And even without Larry Fitzgerald, they should still be able to beat New England. I just figured they'll throw a wrench into the works and come up with a, huh? They beat Baltimore? This will be another, huh? How did New England win that game? So, yeah.
Maybe. We've got Dolphins-Jets. The Dolphins looking to go to 7-4. The Jets would be 0-11.
Yeah.
Saints?
Don't forget. No, I was just going to say that the obviously we have a rooting interest in that game. We're waiting to see if Darnold's playing Sunday. He's been practicing this week. Do you think it matters, by the way? Would you give the Jets a better chance based on whether it's Flacco or Darnold?
Definitely. Darnold is much better.
Root for Sam, baby. He's been practicing. He might play Sunday.
Okay.
And Tua has what? Is it a thumb injury, boys? He was dealing with something, but I don't think it's anything significant that would keep him out of the game. He has yet to throw an interception in his early NFL career, by the way.
Tua?
Yep. Five games in? No picks.
It's another look at, and yet he got benched.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're not throwing the ball where somebody else might get it, then maybe you're not throwing it anywhere at all, really. You've got to be willing to take those chances.
Well, in two of his five starts, he's had under 100 yards passing. Granted, one of them he was benched in the third quarter. Early fourth quarter.
Saints Broncos. Saints in the driver's seat for the one seed in the NFC, going to Denver to play Drew Lock and the Broncos. Niners Rams.
That's actually I think that's the Fox late game. You actually, if you wanted to take a look at Denver for scouting purposes or whatever, I think we're getting that game.
You know, the Saints have a pretty good defense the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since week six, they've allowed the fewest points in the NFL per game, 14 points per game, which is a really big accomplishment. Over the course of, 14 points.
Yeah, especially in this day and age, this year. You know.
And it's not all been against cupcakes that they've done that. Their last six opponents, Atlanta, who can score, San Francisco, who had a skeleton score, Tampa, Chicago, Carolina. Since the bye week, it's 14 points per game. That is really boosted by two games of holding opponents under 10. Mm. Tampa 3 and Atlanta 9. So the Saints are... in good shape. Niners Rams, mentioned that. Chiefs Bucks is your 4:30 national game. Mahomes against that Bucks defense. Brady against the Chiefs. I just don't know if the Bucks can keep up. The Bucks, by the way, who, I think they got a little bit of credit as a Super Bowl contender a little earlier than maybe they should have. A loss here, they dropped to 7-5.
Yeah, the problem is, who's trying to think who's the first team out. Chicago is the first team out of the, and they're 5-5. Even if, I mean, Tampa would have to drop like a stone, right? Yeah, who else would have a shot of overtaking the Bucks? Everybody else is under 500. You got the Bears at 5-5. No, I'm just like the NFL in the NFC wild card. Forget the division. They're not. I mean, odds are they're not catching the Saints because the Saints swept them. But in the wild card race, Jeremy, who's, you know, they're still probably going to make it at no worse than a 7 seed because there's nobody to beat them out.
Bears Packers is the Monday night game.
Yep.
And then Ravens-Steelers is who knows.
Whenever. What. Yeah. All right, Sean McDermott on the way. We'll talk Bills-Chargers with the head coach of the Bills as we continue. It is M&T Bills Fan Football Friday on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now here's Howard and Jeremy with Coach McDermott.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. By Kaleida Health, wear a mask, save a life. By Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Salino Law, car crash? Call Salino, 888-2020. And by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills.
All right, we are awaiting Mr. McDermott, and when we hear from him, we will get him on and talk Bills Chargers with him, which means we can still talk Bills Chargers as well here on Football Friday. And we will see two of the best wide receivers in the game on Sunday, Mr. White. We have Stephon Diggs, of course, who's having a phenomenal year for the Bills. And as I mentioned earlier, has a really good shot at going over 1,000 yards for the season in this game.
At his first Pro Bowl.
He never made the Pro Bowl with Minnesota.
He has not made the Pro Bowl.
Is he leading? I know there was an update the other day. What wasn't he?
On the voting?
Yeah.
Yeah, Reed Ferguson tweeted out a link to the voting. And, yeah, Diggs was the number one vote. The Bills had two players leading the votes at their position. Can you guess the other?
Okay, well, it's not Josh.
It's not Josh. Patrick Mahomes leads there.
Yeah.
But this came from Jay Morrison, tweeted this out, Bengals beat writer. The leading vote getter at each position, AFC and NFC, you know, two defensive ends, two quarterbacks. I mean, one for each. It's Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
Huh.
Okay, it's the leader at each position. Per conference. So the Bills have Stephon Diggs leads all receivers in the AFC.
Yeah.
Which, who's his biggest challenge in the AFC? Is it
Keenan Allen? Yeah.
Because Hopkins is in the NFC.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think of who else is having a monster year. Usually Michael Thomas does.
Justin Jefferson's in the NFC.
Yep.
Neither of the Steelers guys would be first.
Chase
clearly.
Claypool might be the only one.
No,
that would
Ravens.
Be close.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the winning teams in the conference. Tyreek Hill,
Brown.
No. Yeah, but nobody, right? Nobody clearly number one. Chiefs,
Diggs
Steelers, Ravens.
It.
Yeah, that's good. Well, he's what is he now? Second in yards? I think he was passed yesterday. I think he's second in yards now.
So I'll
at
give
906.
You want to guess the other Bills player that is
who
leading?
Who the heck would be Brayton? Who would be the other Bill?
I'm going to guess Jordan Poyer.
No, Jordan Poyer is not. The leader at safety, the two safeties are strong safety Tyrann Mathieu, free safety Justin Simmons.
The return men count, Andre Roberts.
I got another
Andre
guess.
Andre Roberts is correct.
Okay. There you go. All right.
Who was your other guess?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to guess Deion Dawkins.
No. At tackle, it is Becton of the Jets.
Oh, wait, really? Wow. Good for him. Yep. I would have thought maybe Hyde, but you took care of the safety, so that would have ruled that out. Yeah, so you got, but it is a great, I mean, you've got Diggs and you got Allen. And we go into games, and Sean's going to be calling in just a moment, but we go into games talking about, hey, how are they going to try and stop the Bills' receivers? And this is, I think, a really difficult matchup to try and figure out how to deal with Keenan Allen because he's targeted so much. He leads the league in catches. I think he's just outside the top 10 in yards because he's not really a explosive play down the field guy. Like he adds, you know, he'll get catches of 15 to 20 yards. He wouldn't necessarily get a big 40 or 50 yard catch. So he leads in volume, but I think he's maybe 11th in yards. Having said that, this is a very difficult matchup for whatever, wherever he is on the field. And not that Sean McDermott would tell us, here, guys, here's what we're going to do. Trey's going to shadow him, or we're going to play left, right, and cross our fingers. But what they do against Keenan Allen is big in this game. I think you got to worry about him more so than their running game. It's Justin Herbert, their passing game. Keenan Allen is the top guy on the list because he's such a difficult matchup, and he's so hard to stop. And when he's in the slot, that's going to be, you know, he gets a lot of stuff over the middle. Maybe that's Taron Johnson. I think that's really tough. And then you've got to deal with Hunter Henry and Mike Williams. But so enjoy that, kids. We've got two of the best receivers in the league that are playing on Sunday. And to your Pro Bowl thing, hey, if the Chargers special teams are that bad, yeah, maybe Andre Roberts has a good day on Sunday in terms of the kick and the punt return game. Their special teams issue is more about getting punts blocked. And but their coverage units, I think, I'll have to check where the ranks are. Maybe Andre Roberts has a good game. And we'll see if the Bills, I think the Bills will be pass heavy. We'll see if they get some kind of production from the running backs, what the rotation is with Singletary and Moss. Moss has been getting more snaps. He's been getting more carries in the last couple of games. If Knox plays, we'll see if they can get Dawson Knox back involved in the offense somehow.
Yeah,
it's been just such a hard year for him.
It has been, for sure. And, you know, thinking about tight end, I don't know if you watched the games over the week, or not the weekend, but yesterday.
Yep.
Like Dalton Schultz, they throw to him a lot, Dallas does, and he looks pretty good, I think. I'm thinking every time I see a tight end make a nice play, a good athletic play, and just be a weapon, I think, do the Bills need that? Do the Bills really need that guy?
Yeah.
Because some of the – if we're to run down the best teams, Kansas City is number one, right? They have that guy. Pittsburgh. They don't really use a tight end, right?
Right.
Not too much. Okay. Tennessee. Yes, they use Jonnu Smith.
That's right. Raiders.
Darren Waller relentlessly.
Yeah.
You know, NFC side of it. Are the Saints throwing to the tight end a lot? Are the Seahawks? No.
Yeah.
Right? There's not a ton of targets going to the tight ends.
I assume I'm trying to remember how many targets like Gronk and Brayton those guys get. I don't know what the numbers are.
I got to pull up J.J. Zacharyson's latest distribution chart because we went through this last week and we're talking about how, you know, the Bills are one of the most wide receiver heavy teams in the league. They throw to receivers all the time.
Yeah.
And I think I don't have it here. No, okay. Anyway, I'll get it for you for tomorrow or for Monday maybe. Anyway, I do think about tight end a lot. And every time we bring this up, I think it'd be nice. I'm not sure how hard they have to go after one,
right.
How hard they have to get one. It would certainly be a nice thing to have. You know, you want to talk about the ability to beat teams multiple ways or to have more balance. And having a guy like that would help.
All right, let's get a break in. We're awaiting Sean McDermott. He's going to be calling shortly. We'll get to him as we continue on WGR. All right, let's get right to it. Coach Sean McDermott standing by on our Western Hotline. Sean, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Happy Football Friday.
Good morning to you guys as well.
How was the McDermott family Thanksgiving yesterday?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. It was great. I got to spend some time at home, and you know, it's good when the bye lines up to where we got an extra day, so we could have the day off yesterday overall, and spend some time at home with family and remember what's important.
And leftovers at work today for you? I assume you brought in some leftovers.
There's leftovers all around the building.
All right, injuries. I think the name of note is certainly John Brown. Can you give us any update as far as whether he will practice today and his availability, if possible, for the game Sunday?
Yeah, he'll be out today and out for the game as well.
Okay. Is that something that you're, like, worried about extending beyond this Sunday, or can you give us any insight on the extent of his injury?
Yeah, don't know quite yet. I think it'll just be a one-day, one-week-at-a-time type of thing here.
Mitch Morse, is he starting at center Sunday, Sean?
Yes, he'll start at center.
Good. The whole Mitch Morse not playing, okay, he's starting, trying to find chemistry. Can you talk a little bit about maybe how frustrating it's been to get the correct five guys together up front? This might be, if Cody plays, this might be the first time you'd have the five maybe you want up front starting.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's what you want. You want continuity as much as you can get it, and sometimes it's tough with some injuries and whatnot, and so Cody will be out for the season. Just to hit on Cody, as you mentioned, Cody, so he sustained an injury the other day in practice, and he'll be out for the season at this point.
Okay, out for the season. All right, playoffs, everything, the whole schmear.
Correct.
Okay. What are you going to do? Is it Butker then, or what do you want to do? What are you going to do at Cody's spot?
Yeah, we'll just see. You know, we obviously have to move some things around again here, so we'll just see how it works out. Hmm.
That's got to be tough for a young guy like Cody Ford, Sean, it's tough for anybody to lose games in a season, but especially a guy that young in his career who really needs the reps and the playing time.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is. And, he had one of those seasons that are on the tougher end with the shoulder and then the knee and the ankle here. So, we're looking forward to getting him back healthy and ready to go for the offseason.
All right, you had the bye week. You did a little deep dive into certain things. Let's start with your running game. Is there any insight you can give us in terms of what your research would have shown as far as your rush offense?
Yeah, I just think overall we've got to do a better job there. There's a lot that goes into that, and so that's one of the areas that we identified for sure.
Do you worry a little bit less about it, Sean, because you've been so successful? You haven't really had to lean on the pass on the running game. You've been so successful throwing the football, and you're scoring points.
Well, you want to be multidimensional. At the end of the day, you're right. You want to score points, but it's important to have some balance as well.
Run defense. What did your research show on that side of the ball?
You know, I think similar. To the offensive side, just in terms of our fits, our run fits, and just like on offense, in order to run the ball, it takes all 11. On the defense, it takes all 11 to stop the run and do it the right way.
We were talking a little bit earlier about Stephon Diggs, and you know he's got a chance to go over 1,000 yards for the season in this game. I was wondering, what did you learn about? You would have known about his football ability just by scouting him and preparing to face him as an opponent, watching tape. What have you learned about Stephon Diggs now that you've been around him on a daily basis that you didn't know as an opposing coach?
Well, I think like any time you're on the outside looking in, you don't quite know the person. And in this case, now that he's inside of our building, he's been inside of our building and on our team, you get a chance to spend time with the person, be around the person. For an extended period of time, and you get to know the person as well as knowing the player a little bit better. So that's been great. He's done a phenomenal job and could be happier with what he's done and how he's done it.
How much do you think he has helped Josh Allen in his development, even maybe a younger receiver like Gabriel Davis? How has he helped other aspects of your offense?
Well, like you said, I think he's had an influence on our offense because of the type of energy he brings to our team, the resume that he has as a receiver. And, it's great when you can watch a veteran player like Steph or Cole or John help out our younger players in that room in particular.
All right. In our remaining time, I'll ask you about the Chargers. And I know you were asked about Justin Herbert earlier this week. You had a chance to look at a lot of film of this kid. What are some of the things he's having a great rookie year? What are some of the things you see on tape that stand out about his game?
Well, I think he, at an early age, from an experience level, that's not, you know, he's young in both ways. So when you watch him, he plays beyond his years, just in terms of his smarts, his poise, his toughness. He's got good weapons around him as well at the tight end and wide receiver position in particular, and so he's off to a real fine start.
Sean, when you look at the Chargers overall, you see their record, and then you look at, you know, they're losing close games to pretty much everybody. They played Kansas City and New Orleans and Tampa tough, some of the better teams they've faced. What do you see in terms of whether it's talent or maybe even reasons why they're losing close games? What do you see when you look at this 3-7 team?
Well, to your point, you see the one-score games in the fourth quarter, which – didn't fall their way in most of those cases, and you see a good football team that's talented in all three phases, like every week, I don't think you can look at records. You've got to come out and play your best football, and that's what we have to do.
All right, well, let you get back to work. Thanks for your time on the show this morning. Good luck on Sunday against the Chargers.
Okay, thanks, Howard. Have a great weekend.
You too. That is Sean McDermott joining us on the Western Hotline. If you joined us a little late, big news.
Yeah, big news. A couple nuggets of pretty big news.
Cody Ford is out for the year. John Brown will not play in this game. He's out for this game. And Mitch Morris will start at center for the Bills on Sunday against the Chargers. We'll get some thoughts in on those when we come back and wrap up the show. Instigators, top of the hour, WGR. Oh, thought we were breaking. We're staying here. So we're just going to the close of the show here, Brayton. I thought we were one break behind. Sorry about that. Jeremy, don't go anywhere. I thought we were one break behind. We're not one break behind.
So. All right.
So,
you know
yeah.
what I need now?
What?
Passing game cannot take a dip.
Without Brown.
Yeah.
No.
It happened a few times.
Yeah.
But mixed in there was, teams started changing the way they played defensively.
Yeah.
Some windy games. This is it's kind of like the Seattle game for me. The Chargers get thrown on. Everybody scores on them. Joe Flacco put up 28 points.
I wouldn't worry about this game with the Brown injury.
It's a little bit of like a mini goal here. Like, okay, John Brown's out. You can't have a passing offense that can't function if one piece is missing.
Well,
I know that he's a big piece, and Diggs would be a big piece, and Allen would be a big piece, and so would Beasley.
Yeah.
But you got to find a way to still hit on all cylinders in a game like this. So, Brown out, okay.
Yeah,
I'm still expecting a big game from the passing game.
I think you're referring to that four game stretch, right, where he missed a couple of the games and he was banged up playing hurt in the others. Like Kansas City, what did he have, like one or two targets, and one of the other
Tennessee.
Games he had like no catches. So yeah, it was eye opening how much the passing offense struggled when John Brown was either not playing or not 100% healthy. Yeah.
It's my opinion it was not solely because of that.
No.
That was one of the factors.
But you
so
know what?
I don't think that his absence is enough to
derail?
No, I don't think it should. Well, I hope not. It
no,
should not be.
Okay, first off, it shouldn't be, period. But for sure, in terms of matchup, it's not like L.A. has someone who is going to blanket Stephon Diggs, completely take him out of the game, and leave you screwed. They can't do – I still expect, even without Brown – Diggs should still have a big day Sunday against that secondary. I don't see a cornerback who is really going to shut down Stephon Diggs in this game for them. You should still have that. The other thing is, sure, Brown's out. I get that. Hey, guess who's having a hell of a year? Cole Beasley is on pace for a 1,000-yard season. He's a fantastic weapon out of the slot. You still have those two guys. And then whatever, you're sprinkling in McKenzie, you're throwing the ball to Gabriel Davis, whatever you're doing beyond that. Knox is hopefully going to be back and productive on Sunday, or Croft. It does far from derail. The passing game with just Brown and Diggs and Beasley.
And Davis.
Should be enough with those three to make plays against that secondary with Josh. Yes.
This is part of the conversation about MVP, right? You want Josh in the MVP conversation? The number one thing you do is you produce regardless of who's in there. That's what the MVP does. The MVP, somebody's hurt, that's okay.
Right.
Josh Allen's so good.
And you just made the point. Honestly, look, you go back and talk about the Chargers. You brought up the Jets. I said the stat earlier. They've given up 28 or more 7 straight games. And that includes the Jets with Joe Flacco and whatever they had at wide receiver. It included Denver, who I'm going to guess it was Drew Lock in that game, but whatever. And Jacksonville would have been, I guess, maybe Minshew at that point. I'm sorry. John Brown is a big piece, but John Brown not playing Sunday should not kill you against the Chargers.
And Ian Rappaport just tweeting out that it's reportedly a torn meniscus for Cody Ford.
Okay.
So
again,
according to his sources.
So he's out for the year.
Yes.
Playoffs included.
Yep.
The season's over for Cody Ford, according to Sean McDermott. Okay. Instigators coming up next. Don't forget, Sunday, game day coverage on WGR begins at 7 o'clock with Breakfast with the Bills. And, of course, we will be here bright and early Monday morning at 6 with Bills Football Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.